The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
The San Diego, California County Board of Supervisors were playing with the idea of a pandemic emergency extension.
Oh, no. Not going to go over well. California is already super restrictive.
Right. Well, because of new cases of the COVID variant.
Yeah.
But before making the final decision, they held a public comments portion of the meeting, okay?
I love this, though. Like, I love when they give people a chance to speak. Oh, it's always glorious.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Yeah. I'm sure the supervisors were ready to sit back and listen to long, boring speeches from residents who were either for or against the mandate. But one woman, who only identified herself as Bridget, stepped up to the podium when it was her turn to address the room. She casually placed a Santa hat on her head and let those in charge know how she felt against the whole thing, but she put her thoughts into song by writing lyrics to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. You know the classic.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I bet it doesn't sound this good.
Oh, no. No. So this is how Bridget sang her Bridget. Thoughts.
I won't wear a useless mask. I don't need to stay at home. And my kids should go to school. We don't need to be alone. I just want my freedom now. The Constitution will show us how. Make my dreams come true. Ooh. Baby, I end the emergency.
Oh.
Let's have a happy holiday, everybody.
Oh, you were doing so good.
I think she lost the timing.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
So she just ended.
As somebody that does parody songs and does them live, I understand that pain. I've missed a beat or two in my life. That's why they call me Missed Beats.
That's true.
So I get it. Like, she got noticed. That's good. And she was doing all right. She even had a karaoke track behind her. So
she was playing it off of her phone.
So good.
Yeah. And, of course, this video went viral.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure you're wondering, well, did it pass? Did the song work?
Yeah.
Well, her singing, while it was creative, it didn't change anyone's mind because later, after taking a vote, the extension was passed 3-2.
But she did get a record deal. So, like, that's a win for everyone. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And there are those people in your life that go crazy for Christmas. They just love it. They decorate. They go all out. I have a friend that does a whole light display, and he starts 3 months out, and he's really into it.
I have a friend, too, that every time it hits the 25th of any month, she gives a countdown of how many months it is till
Christmas.
Really?
Okay, yeah. See, that's into it. So I thought it would be fun for us to do tell me that you love Christmas without telling me you love Christmas, kind of a trend that was online a little bit ago. But I like doing this because I like people's creativity in this.
Because it's easy to let people know you're excited about Christmas when you say, I'm excited about Christmas. But how can you say that? How can you convey that without actually saying the words?
Yeah, like my friend could say, my electricity bill in December triples because of his light display. You know, okay, there you go.
That makes sense.
Let me see. I use my hot tub to make hot cocoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew.
I make a lot of it.
Yeah,
and so...
You have a problem.
Yeah, but it's, you know what? That's how you know it's Christmas.
It's true.
Yeah, so if you get some hot cocoa for me, it was made with love.
No.
All right, so here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Tell me you love Christmas without telling me you love Christmas. That's what we're doing right now. We'll take yours. 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you got?
Okay, so I have owned ugly Christmas sweaters before ugly Christmas sweaters were cool.
Before they were, like, ironic, yeah.
Yeah, and so I wear one the day after Thanksgiving, every day up until and through Christmas.
Wait, you have a different sweater for every day?
Yeah, so I have to tell you, my mom, who passed away in 2016, my birthday is like right around Thanksgiving, and every year she would buy me a very elaborate Christmas shirt or sweater or vest, and so... That's what I do.
That's awesome, because not only are you able to enjoy your favorite holiday, but you're also able to commemorate your mom in an interesting way.
Yes.
So your tell me you love Christmas without telling me you love Christmas could be there's no such thing as an ugly Christmas sweater.
I love that. That's perfect.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much for being on with us today. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Tell us that you love Christmas without telling us you love Christmas.
Okay, so here's the thing. I love Christmas, but my daughter loves it even more. And so when she's happy, she sings Jingle Bells. And so that's all year long.
Oh, wow. She does love Christmas. How old is she?
She's 15 now.
Why the song Jingle Bells? Of all the different songs she could pick, why that one?
I think when she was a kid, right, that's the easiest one to learn, right? Like, that's just the one that you catch on to and the easiest the one to teach. And so I just remember, like, it'd be random times of the year, and I'd hear her singing it in the other room, and I'd be like, she's happy. Like, that's the song she sings when she's happy, and she loves Christmas. But, I mean, we passed it down. My mom made Christmas a big deal, and I make it a big deal for her, and so it's just almost like a family tradition. So, yeah, that's how I know how she's feeling, because she's singing Jingle Bells.
As a parent, having any indication, because sometimes when your kids hit their teenage years, they tend to bottle things up. They aren't quite as communicative as we would like them to be. But to hear her singing in the other room, that has to make you feel good. You're like, okay, she's good today.
It makes me giddy to hear that she's all right.
My mom, when my mom comes and stays with us, she whistles when she's happy.
Aww.
And so when she walks around the house, if I hear her whistling, I know she's like really happy.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. On the surface, you would think so, but she's an early riser, and on the weekends, I like to sleep in. It's like, Ma, keep the whistling down. You're killing me.
Already.
Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it. And she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could, and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online, got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
Dads are hard to buy for. Totally get that.
Yes.
Yeah, and I get that. But the thing is, there's always these lists that pop up like, hey, get the perfect gift for dad. Here's 11 great items. And I always see these things and I kind of scoff at many of them. So I found one and I want to take you through the mindset of a man as Betty Rock. I'm going to hand you this. Well, if you'll read each of the items on this list, I will walk you through what we're thinking when you are possibly considering purchasing one of these items.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the first one?
Slippers.
No. No, absolutely not. I don't want slippers. They're old man gifts.
Those are like $5 at Walmart.
Yeah. Like, do you even love me?
Wow. Okay. A hat and scarf?
Must be designer. Because a hat and a scarf, a little, unless you're Joel from For King and Country.
Oh,
he's never photographed without a scarf and a fancy jacket. If they're designer, then maybe. If it's off the rack at Target, no.
Okay, a wood phone dock and charging station.
Getting closer. Oh. That's like man stuff because then we can charge my phone. I got a place for my wallet, my keys. It's got to be mahogany, though. I want like a good, strong wood.
Goodness.
Don't give me pine. Pine is, once again, it just shows you don't care.
personalized socks, okay?
Nope, just took a step back. We just went backwards. socks are the easy gift to get, and I even love socks. I don't want them for Christmas. No more than you want a vacuum cleaner for Christmas as a woman, okay? I'll buy my own socks on the 26th.
Okay, last but not least.
Yes.
A tabletop cornhole game?
Now you got something. Ding, ding, ding,
so
winner. See, Gavin's on already. Yeah, it's a small like cornhole thing where you just flip the bags into the other person's cornhole board, and it's really small, and you can play it right on your desk. You can kill time at work.
Huh.
Yeah. And it's only going to set you back, like, I think, $20.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
See, it's a win-win for everybody. Anything that you can do to give your husband something that allows him to be a kid, do that, okay? Anything that is pushing him further into grown-upness or adulthood, avoid that at all costs. Keep him young. Keep him being a kid. You'll be happy long-term with this decision. Mm. So there you go. Hopefully that helps you out as you shop for your guy today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and next week we are in support drive, which means we don't have time for anything other than support drive, and so we are going to do our Christmas party here on the show today, where we exchange gifts, and then we do a thing called Reindeer Games, where the gang has a chance to actually win money, but they have to work for it, and it's not company money, so don't worry, I'm going into support drive, it's my money.
Yay!
Yeah, they love that
part. Thank you,
WFM. Yeah, no, not even close. Okay, so let's do our gift exchange.
Okay.
Woo! Betty, do you want to go first and give your gifts?
Okay. Who's this? Who's? Okay.
There's only two.
They are kind of similar boxes.
Oh, are they? Okay. Oh, they're wrapped very nicely.
Wally. I love this wrapping paper.
The wrapping paper is really
it's
cute.
It's got kitties on it.
I know.
And they're in a tree.
Now, are they same gift?
No.
No, okay. Yours is taller.
Okay. Well, to save time, let's open at the same time, and then we will say what our gifts are from Betty Rock. I do love the wrapping paper with the kitties.
Yeah.
I almost hate to tear it. I want to reuse it. It's so
it's
great.
So cute.
Okay, mine is an Amazon box.
Same.
So I know she did not care
anything.
To go out.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay, I'm opening it up.
Oh,
and
there's two gifts in there.
So good. Oh, I feel bad about talking about not wanting socks earlier on the show today.
Is it? Oh, you did get
I did get socks. See? No.
Oh, no way.
Have you heard of these?
It's like where you pour, it's a cup.
Yeah.
Like a mug, travel mug, but you pour cereal and milk into a cup.
So you're able to take cereal on the go with you.
So the cereal goes in your mouth dry and then the milk comes in.
And then you pour it in.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. That is a great idea. So
I've
now,
seen this. I love it.
That's awesome. So I got some socks here that are McRib socks.
Oh, great.
So good. But then Betty Rock has gotten me the, it's a beverage hat is what it is.
So you've seen those hats where they can hold cans of Coke.
Yeah, because I love Coke. That's my beverage of choice.
With a straw straight to your mouth.
Yes.
And I figure with support drive coming around, you need to be hands-free.
I love it.
So.
I love it. I can sit there and I can do my job and be hydrated. Because last support drive, I had some health issues going on. So, Rock, thank you. You're keeping me alive during support drive.
I'm looking out for you.
I love it. I've always wanted one of these and never got one. It's so great.
Yay!
So there you go. That's a couple gifts down. Gavin, let's do yours next.
Okay, here, let me.
All right, so Gavin's getting his gift for us.
Oh, mine's heavy.
Oh, wow, that's always a good sign. You always love. Gavin, here, take yours back with you and take Betty's over to her too, please. Okay, right down there.
Okay, can I open mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
From Gavin, I have.
Oh, mine just went ka-dunk.
Ooh, a trivia question game called Bless Your Heart.
Oh, that's so perfect for her.
Prove your Southern know-how.
Yeah.
Hey!
I love it.
I love that.
I can see that being a thing that you guys
awesome.
Play
Thank
at
you, Gavin.
Family gatherings.
I feel like you'll crush that.
Okay,
I probably will.
I'm gonna open mine up. The bagel barrel!
Oh!
So it's a thing to keep your bagels.
Oh, and some bagels inside?
Yes, it's a ceramic and it holds your bagels in there.
Because you eat bagels all the time.
I eat bagels all the time and then you just pull the bagels out. Well, you have
to
break
stuck
it.
In there.
You have to break it like a piggy bank.
No, don't do that.
It's a one-use thing.
No.
Dude, that would have been so funny.
That's really good.
I would not have. No.
Yeah, like he's like, I just gave you that and I just smashed it.
I just wanted the bagels inside.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, so I got my gifts for you guys and then we're going to kick off Reindeer Games in 10 minutes here on The Wally Show. Great job, everybody, so far. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are doing Support Drive next week. So if you want to help support the Ministry of Way FM, that would be amazing at the end of the year here. But because of that, we are having to do our Christmas party today, a little bit early. So we're exchanging gifts, and then we're going to do something called Reindeer Games. So we've gotten some great gifts from each other so far, and now it is Betty Rock and Gavin's turn. So Betty Rock, why don't you start with your gifts from me?
That's a great bag, by the way.
Yeah, Marty did that. My wife, she's really great.
She went with
rapping.
A polka dot.
Oh. What happened? Stand up!
Is it a new? I think it is.
Stand up near a mic.
Oh, do you need help?
It's a heated blanket.
It is a heated blanket.
Whoa. I know one.
She brings a heated blanket into the studio every day, and hers has admittedly gotten a smidge ratty. Her words, not mine. And so it is a heated blanket. It has 10 settings.
Love it.
That's so cute.
There you go.
Thank you. Yep. How exciting.
Something you can use every day here.
Yay.
And then there's another gift in there as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I had to keep it even money-wise.
Look how cute. Oh, it's a puzzle.
It's a puzzle.
It's a VW van puzzle.
Oh, it's great.
Puzzle.
It comes in there.
And the packaging for the metal van is super cool, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
you did really well.
Thank you. There you go, Lady Rock. All right, Gavin's like, that went so great for Betty. Mine's going to be amazing.
It's got to be.
And I hope, Gavin, you like this. I'm not sure.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Open. It's a Boba Fett, which is from Star Wars, Lego set. And it was funny because I did shake it. Not like on accident earlier.
That's fine.
And I was like, that's Legos. So that's awesome.
I thought this was the coolest helmet.
Cool.
It's like a display helmet that you can use. And I thought two things on this, Gavin. One of two things could happen. Because I know you like Star Wars and Lego's fun. But then I'm like, okay, if he keeps it, it's great and he likes it. But then also, if you're like, okay, it's not really my thing. I don't have a place to put it. You can give it to your dad, and then you got your dad a really great Christmas present.
If I choose that route, which I'll keep this.
I like it.
But I was talking to him last night. He told me about a $700 Lego set that it would be his dream Christmas present. So
wow.
I'm never going to get that.
Yeah. So. Here you go, Dad. Here's a helmet.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So congratulations, both you guys. Thank you so much for all the work you do. Now we're going to do reindeer games, okay?
Okay.
This is where
it gets ugly.
The gang has a chance to compete for their rest of their present.
How competitive do you feel today?
I'm just feeling competitive.
Okay. Bring it, Rock. I have 12 envelopes filled with money. My money, not the station's. My money. And 12 envelopes. Each envelope contains roughly a dollar. So you can... No.
Roughly a dollar?
There
are... I feel less competitive.
Fives,
now.
Tens, twenties, hundreds, 50. So there's money up there on the board. Now you have to win your envelopes.
Okay.
And then at the end, we will decide... we'll open the envelopes and reveal what you've got. Okay, so... Kay. First round is trivia.
Okay.
Christmas trivia. Now, the way it works is your name is going to be your buzzer. Yep. When you think you know the answer, you chime in. I will decide who got in first. So here we go. Kay. For one envelope, you get to pick it. The movie Miracle on 34th Street, one of Betty's favorites, and Gavin knows it too, is based on a real-life department store.
Gavin.
Gavin is in.
Macy's.
Macy's is right.
I knew that.
Let's go.
Gavin came to play today. All right, Gavin, 1 through 12. Pick an envelope.
My favorite number is 10. I'll go 10.
10. Okay. Number 10 for Gavin. Hold on to it.
Thank
Do not
you.
Open it up.
Okay. Give another one.
This next question is for two envelopes if you don't go with the choices.
Okay.
Because there's choices for everything.
Yeah.
But this
give me,
one
give me,
is...
Give me.
How many ghosts showed up in A Christmas
Betty!
Carol, Betty Rock 10?
Oh, that's...
Oh, I feel like it's a trick question, but I'm going to say, I get two, three.
Three is wrong.
No.
Yes.
No.
Gavin,
no.
I do know it.
Gavin, for one envelope,
I'll do
you
it.
Get choices.
Oh,
it's
three, four, or five.
It's four.
Oh. It is four. You forgot Jacob Marley.
He's at the beginning, and then there's present, past, future.
I hate this game.
Okay, Betty, you're not doing well
so far. Just go.
Okay, Gavin, what number?
We'll go with three.
Three. My favorite number.
These could be wrong envelopes,
too.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean... You might just get the one that's got the 100.
Give me another one.
Here we go. Question number three. For one envelope. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
Oh.
Betty?
Gavin.
There are choices, but Betty's in.
Which one?
New York?
Okay. That is incorrect. Getting crushed in this.
No.
Gavin, your choices for one envelope are New York, Chicago, or Paris. Where are they going?
Oh, they went to Paris, didn't they?
They did go to Paris.
Gavin, I'm so sorry. He is not sorry.
Gavin, pick a number.
Oh, man. We'll go in between. We'll go seven.
Give me a shot, Gavin. I am going to put the game on pause for a second, and we've got more questions to go, and we'll see if Betty Rock can get an envelope.
The rest of them are mine.
I hope so, for your sake.
And my name written on them.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are doing our Christmas show because we're in support drive next week. Yes. And so we're doing reindeer games where the gang has a chance to earn money, my money, by choosing envelopes off of a board. And then we'll find out what they get. Now, they have to earn it because we're doing trivia. And then we have another round where you can win more envelopes. And somebody that needs to win a couple envelopes is Betty Rock. Right now, Gavin has 3 out of the 12 envelopes. Yeah, Betty Rock has none. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Trivia question. This is worth 2 envelopes if you don't need choices, okay?
Okay.
This could put Gavin up to 5. What is Ralphie's little brother's name in the movie A Christmas Story? Betty's in for 2 envelopes.
Randy.
Oh, it's Rudy.
No, it's not.
No, it's Randy. Oh! Pick him! Betty Rock. All right, pick him, girl.
Okay, I want 5, my lucky number, I want... What? I want
5 is your lucky number?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Okay, go.
Yes, you did. And then I want 8, because 8 on the envelope has 2 dots. I don't know what that means.
What?
So oh, and I'm 5, taking my and chances. 5 has 1 dot.
How do
what
you know?
What does that mean?
Oh, because it's a 2.
Yeah,
well, no.
What does that mean? Okay, give me another question.
What's funny is I put dots on there.
No, you
and
didn't.
I did. Honest, truthful, and has no significance because I wanted to throw somebody off and make them think that, oh,
yeah,
it's got
dots.
Yeah,
mine don't have any dots on
them.
Okay, move on. What do you want? Give me another.
Now she's ready to play.
Give
a minute
me,
ago.
Give,
frowny
give
face.
Me.
Give me, give me, give me. Okay, so now it's 3-2. Okay, here we go. Our final question here. Okay. 2 points for no choices, okay?
Okay.
What country is famous for the... What country is the Christmas flower, the poinsettia, native to?
Goodness.
Yeah. You could get 2 envelopes if you don't need the choices.
Mm-hmm. I have no clue.
Nobody. Okay. All right. You want the choices?
Yeah.
Christmas. Name is your buzzer. Here we go. France, Italy, Germany, or Mexico?
Oh, man. Gavin.
Gavin's in.
Might as well go with France.
France. Because
it's not gonna be
they
right.
have, like, Senor Papa Noel or something like that, so maybe that's
you
it.
You know but French flowers?
No, I don't. No, that is
okay.
incorrect.
Oh, okay.
You got a chance here.
Okay, what are they? Mexico?
Mexico,
Italy,
Germany,
and
Italy.
Mexico.
Italy,
Betty
Germany,
Rock
Germany,
for
Mexico.
One envelope.
I'm going to go with Italy. Italy.
That is wrong.
No!
Good. I mean,
no.
Bummer.
Oh. Betty Rock, Germany.
No, we're done.
Still wrong.
Mexico. Do I get enough?
No envelope there. Okay, bonus question here.
Okay.
Here we go. For 1 point,
okay.
Your one envelope, your name is your buzzer. What is the real name of the character Tim Allen plays in The Santa Claus?
Oh, man.
When he's Santa. What is the real name?
That's a great movie.
Here we go. Here are your choices. Scott Calvin. Scott Klein or Calvin Coolidge?
Betty.
Betty's in.
Gavin. Scott Calvin?
Duh.
Scott Calvin for 1 envelope in the top!
Man! Woo! I knew it too! Good
Pick
job!
It rock.
Oh, I want one!
I love how serious she gets.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have 6 envelopes gone. Half of them
what
are gone.
Comeback.
And we're moving on to our dart round, okay? Now, the way the dart round works is you're going to each throw a dart.
Mm-hmm.
If you get it on a white space, you get another envelope. If you get a bullseye, you get 3 envelopes.
Whoa.
But if you hit a black space, you've got to give an envelope back to me.
No,
and
no.
I get to keep whatever stays in the pot here.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Oh, yeah. So I could be keeping some of my money that you're playing for.
No.
All right, so... Be thinking, I'll give you a minute to practice, and then we're going to do the dart round here in 10 minutes on The Wally Show. But it's good. You're tied up. Betty Rock back in this
game.
Good
job.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We are doing reindeer games right now where the gang is competing for their Christmas bonus.
I guess that's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, okay. So I have envelopes with money in them. My money, not station money. My money. And they right now are throwing darts as the next round to earn envelopes. If they hit a white space on the board, a dartboard, they get another envelope. If they hit one of the rings, the smaller rings, they get 2 envelopes. A bullseye is worth 3. But if you hit a black space, you have to give give me one of your envelopes back. And because I'm feeling very generous as like Mr. Claus here, I will allow you each to choose one more envelope before we even start.
Are you serious?
I'm dead
Betty,
serious.
You go first.
Okay. Gavin is such a good man.
Okay, he is.
Betty
he really is. Okay, I'm going to go with... nine. I'm going with a nine.
All right, go
Don't say
nine.
That. Nine.
Gavin?
All right. I think I'll go with two.
Two. All right. Gavin goes with two. Okay. So, it's time to throw some darts now.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Yeah.
You get three throws, and you know the rules. Gavin,
three consecutively?
Stay out of the way. No, we'll ping pong
okay.
back and forth. Okay. So, Betty Rock, go with your first one, and she's lining it up. She gets a white! You got an envelope! Oh my goodness!
Okay,
okay Betty Rock, what envelope do you want?
I want 12.
12, okay. Gavin, your turn now.
Okay.
Okay. We might run out of envelopes here. I was hoping someone would have to give one back. All right, Gavin.
All right.
Gavin has three envelopes. No, four envelopes. He hits a white!
What?
He hits another one!
Woo!
Okay, pick an envelope.
We'll go with six.
Six, okay. Unbelievable, Gavin.
Wow. Okay.
All right, one more dart there. Betty Rock, you go ahead and go for it here. Doing pretty well. We only have two left, and no one's had to give anything back yet. I'm kind of sad by that. Betty Rock hits black and has to give one back.
You jinxed me. I'm giving 12 back.
12 back, are you sure?
Yeah.
Feels heavy.
No,
all
I
right.
don't want to talk about it.
12 is back. All right, Gavin.
Okay.
See what you got. Line it up. Line it up.
Oh!
White again!
White again!
Gavin, four or 11?
Oh, I'll go with four.
Gavin is having quite the game here.
What a day.
Betty Rock, you have one more throw. You got to get a white or you're going to go backwards. Come on, Betty. Come on. I want you to get the last envelope. She's nervous.
White!
It's
right?
white!
Yes! I want 12
right.
back.
12 is the last.
Oh, I get 11.
Oh, you want 12 back?
No, I'll give you 11. Give me 11.
You
give
sure?
me 11. Yeah.
You can
no,
pick.
No, give me 11.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know if that was smart. Okay,
no!
So. All right, so now you guys have your envelopes there in front
Does
of
Gavin
you.
Can I get one more shot?
No, we're out of envelopes.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
he won enough envelopes.
Okay.
All right, so, Betty Rock, let's start with you here. Open whichever envelope you want
all
to
right.
open first.
I'm opening number 5 because that was the first one I chose. It's my lucky number.
I didn't get to keep any of these. I'm kind of bummed.
5 is 10. Okay,
$10.
Okay. $10. All right,
okay.
all right. I'm going to go to 9. That was okay. the second one I chose.
Okay.
9 has $10.
Okay.
okay. I'm up to
$20.
Okay. I'm going to go with 1.
How many more envelopes do you have?
I got this one and 2 more.
Okay.
1 has, okay, $10. I'm
okay.
up to 30.
Nice.
Okay.
That means there's a lot of big numbers still on the board,
I
Gavin.
Know. 8 All is right. 20.
Okay, now stop there. Save your one envelope. Save
oh,
one envelope.
Okay.
Gavin, let's see where
oh,
you're
okay,
at.
Okay, let me.
So what are you up to cash-wise, Betty Rock?
I'm up to 50.
Oh, 50, okay. Gavin?
All right, so this one was 6.
6. What's in number 6? Gavin's having trouble opening the envelopes.
It's a nice $50 bill.
No!
I think she means congratulations,
yeah,
Gavin.
Betty.
Why would
okay.
you put 50 in the in Satan's number?
I don't know. Okay,
sorry,
Gavin.
This one was 2.
No, what was it? Is it 100?
It's the 100.
No! Is there a way for me to steal it?
No, there is not. Oh, no.
I have a lot left,
Gavin had a big round.
All right, 3 was a dollar bill.
Okay.
That was yeah.
Okay, good.
Right,
you deserve that.
Okay, this was 7. It's a $5.
$5. Okay, so you have
okay.
one envelope
okay.
left.
Okay.
I actually have 2.
Oh, okay.
Because I did so well.
Have 2.
All right, number.
No, what is it?
Number
Another
10 was a 50.
Oh, Gavin got all the big ones, man. Betty's face.
This is my last
okay,
one.
Okay, hold on to it there. Okay, so Betty Rock. What did you get
how
for your
many,
last
how
envelope?
How many $100 bills did you put on the board?
There was just 1.
Oh!
And there was just 2 50s. Gavin got
no.
all the big numbers. Betty Rock, what is in your envelope?
$5.
She does so badly at this every year.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Gavin,
so
what's your
got...
last one?
Okay. It is a $20 bill.
Gavin. It's a $20
Okay, so Betty Rock, what is your total?
$55
And you know what, Rock? You're worth every penny. You are worth every bit of that $55.
Well, you got what? $200,000
$226
Oh, Gavin comes up big this year.
$226 compared to $55.
But you know
wait,
what?
Wait, Betty.
Wow.
I love you both equally.
You want a dollar?
Keep that dollar.
Well, there you go. Merry Christmas, everybody! Betty's so mad. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. There's been a development in the reindeer games. That is where I gave Betty Rock and Gavin a chance to win envelopes for their Christmas present this year. And they also had a chance to lose envelopes during a dart match. And the envelopes were all filled with cash. Gavin, how much did you walk away with again?
Oh, just, you know, just a little bit. $226.
Betty Rock, what did you get again?
$55.
So there was a point in time where Betty Rock hit the wrong number on the dartboard and had to give back an envelope. Mm-hmm. Then she got a chance to get it back, and she chose a different envelope than the one she gave back. So with that, Betty Rock, I have the envelope that you gave back.
Mm-hmm.
I will sell you this envelope for one of your $20. Now, that would take you possibly down to $35, and there could be a dollar in this.
There could be a dollar in
there. Yeah, or Gavin gets it. Gavin's like, this is great. So this is where we find out if you are risk-averse or not, Betty Rock, and how you would play a real game show. Are you the kind of person that walks in and goes, you know what, I didn't have any money coming into this, I'm going all in? Or are you that person that goes, I'm going to take my $55, and I'm going to go donate it to the homeless? So,
what happens if I don't take it?
I open it and I keep it. And we're going to reveal what it was. So this is your chance. It's going to cost you 20 of your dollars if you want this envelope, 12, the one that you gave back and then did not take.
Well, he said earlier that he only had two 50s up there, and I think you got both of them, unless he was wrong about that. And I don't think he'd be that mean to me to make me lose a 20 just to...
I know. That's so Grinchy.
How long have you known me? This is where it gets interesting.
I think you should do it, Betty.
I'm going to do it.
Are you really?
I'm going to do it.
You know what, Betty? Fortune favors the bold. I respect that.
All right. I'm going to give you the 20.
Okay.
You're going to give me the envelope. Give me the envelope.
I'm going to give you the envelope.
Give it.
A minute.
No!
All right. Betty Rock, there's the envelope. So do you feel good about this trade?
No.
Okay. Here's what we'll do. I will give you one of the tens back that you gave me to buy that envelope back. So you'll still have $43.
What in the world?
Yeah. So I will buy it back for $10 right now.
You just lost $10 then.
Yeah.
No.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Because you started with 55 and then you gave him 20 and he's going to give you back 10. You'd basically end the break with $10 less than you started the whole
break
with.
That's true.
But you could.
Losing.
Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah. I'm going to open it.
Yeah. All right, go for it.
He's just messing with you. Come on.
There better be something in here. If he took the cash out.
Yeah, that would be so
great. That would have been really funny.
Pull it out, Rock. Congratulations. You traded well, Betty Rock.
Well done.
Nicely done. And I love that Gavin was your friend trying to help you out.
Thank you, Gavin.
And
imagine.
Earlier, she was so like, oh, great, Gavin, you got money. So I hope this teaches
you
a valuable lesson, Betty Rock.
Thank you.
And in some weird world, she thinks she deserves that.
I didn't get 100. I got 80, really?
No, you're still doing okay.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Look at the bill. It looks good.
Christmas is a time for family. Hey, it's Wally, and no one knows that better than my friend Ryan and his family of faith-based mortgage professionals at United Faith Mortgage. Besides living out their faith and the way that they do business and how they treat you, there's one more thing that really makes them different from other mortgage companies.
Our biggest thing is customer service. My father works here, my mother, my brother, my aunt, and when you call us up, you'll get us. You'll be working with us throughout the entire process.
And they take the hassle out of the process. So if your gingerbread house needs some new icing for the roof, you could pull money out of your house to do some updates and maybe even reduce your monthly payment at the same time. That's not always the case, but that was the case for me. And the best part is there's no guesswork. There's no shaking your home like a Christmas present just trying to figure out what's in there. Ryan and his family at United Faith Mortgage will treat you like family and they will let you know exactly what options you have. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Fifth Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Meadow Park Road, Melbourne, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and every week we have Pastor Chad from the Prayer Wall at wayfm.com come in and share kind of what's going on with the Prayer Wall. And again, you can post prayer requests there when you need prayer, and while you're there, you can pray for other people as well, which kind of helps you out too. It's a really great thing. We'd love to have you take advantage of it. So what's going on, Pastor Chad?
Yeah, some really great things happening this week, and hopefully if you're out there, you got one of our texts. Messages saying, how can we pray for you? So this week we were just inundated with prayer requests, praying for people. But I did notice while praying for a lot of people, a theme going on, and it was a little bit of anxiety due to going to see family for the holidays and broken relationships and all those sort of things. And so I just pulled one. This came off the prayer wall today. A lady named Dora just saying, I've not seen my oldest son or three grandchildren in 3 years. My heart is utterly broken, and I don't know when or if I'll ever see them again.
Oh, wow.
And nothing I can say or do can make anything right. We need reconciliation, but more than anything, he needs the Lord. Mm-hmm. I feel like such a failure.
That's hard, man. That's hard. Like, because it, on the surface, on paper, family problems seem so easy. Sit in a room, work it out. You say what you want to say, I say what I want to say, and we just hash it out. But it so doesn't work like that. There's so many emotions, and sometimes the wounds seem so big that you can't overcome them at all. Mm-hmm. And so, and sometimes you need somebody else's heart to change. I always go to, like, praying, though. Like, I'm starting to learn more in my older age. When I really want somebody else's heart to change, I pray that God will change mine towards them. Because I can't change them. But if I pray that God gives me extra grace in dealing with them, I pray that, you know, he gives me extra patience with them, then maybe if that happens, then I treat them a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And maybe that relationship starts to become a little less frayed, you know?
For sure. And even myself, in a similar note, is I'm always pre-thinking, well, when I see them at Christmas, what am I going to say to them? And how am I going to, what if they say this? I'm going to be ready if they say this, and I'm going to be ready with this. And and we're kind of premeditating maybe the wrong that could happen. And instead, like, what if we just take it to prayer? Let's not premeditate anything. Let's premeditate and go to the Lord in prayer, asking God to put love in our heart for this person, and that vice versa, that person would receive love from us. And ultimately, though, we look so much for affirmation from other people, and especially our family. And so if I could give one verse today, it would come from Romans 8, 39. It says, no power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, and I share that verse, and my wife and I have been talking about it this week, because it's talking about nothing separates us from the love of God. And maybe we just take that in with us. I don't need other people's affirmation. I don't need their love. So I could just go love them, whether they love me back, because I know I am well loved by God.
I love it. I love it. Well, there you go. That is Pastor Chad. You can check out the prayer wall at wayfm.com. One other thing, Chad, his office sits outside the restroom here at work. And so we have a special treat for you in the form of song that I need you to hear. And we will do that in 10 on the Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have Pastor Chad from our prayer wall, and he's great. They moved him from Colorado, where some of our other people work, to here, and he's been such a great addition to the team. He and Betty have a love-hate relationship, but they gave him the worst office, in my opinion, in the building. Why do you think that is, Chad?
Betty, I blame Betty for everything.
Right.
Yeah, it was her idea, probably.
They gave you the worst office because it's right outside the bathroom, okay? That is the worst place, because none of us want to walk to the bathroom when you're in your office.
Right, because then it's like you're paying attention to us. You notice how long we're in there for.
Yep.
If we washed our hands, if we didn't. Also, the smells can waft into your office,
which is bad for you.
There's
a reason I have a candle in my office.
I mean, while it's not great for us, I'm sure it's not great for you either. But I thought I was the only one that thought this. I really did. I thought I was the only one that was self-conscious about this. Like, because I'll try to sneak in the other side, where the wall can kind of, if I put my back against the wall and shimmy, you can't see me. And so I sneak in. But apparently a lot of people feel this way. So What we decided to do is, in honor of Christmas season here, is put together a song that describes what we're feeling with your office placement, okay? And it's done to Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So here we go. The team is going to do this now.
You better watch out, because Chad's in his chair.
You try to sneak in,
but you know that he's there.
Pastor Chad's outside the bathroom.
He hears you when you're tinkling.
And he knows what you just ate.
He knows if you didn't wash your hands.
Use some soap, for goodness sake.
So
you try to sneak out
and not catch his eye.
You hope he didn't hear you unzip your fly.
Pastor Chad's outside the bathroom. Pastor Chad's outside the bathroom.
There you go.
Yeah, yes. That was awesome.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. FM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock has the greatest job in the world. Outside of just getting to work with me, she, which she'll tell you is a treat and a joy, but she, as part of her job, has to spend time on the internet looking for interesting things for the show. Mm-hmm. And so every once in a while, she comes across something. We call it Betty's Online Waste of Time, but it's worth sharing, I think.
Yes. So I found this video of this teenage boy, and what he does is he plays the trombone around the house, but he follows his mom playing him, and he plays along to all the tasks that she's doing around the home. So like, for instance, taking something out of the dryer or sweeping the kitchen floor. It's hilarious. You can catch it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Wally Show.
Yeah, and so here's a little bit of this. One of these is my favorite thing. I'll explain it in a second. He's waking her up. She's walking into her room.
Enough.
So like she's like, okay, stop, and she goes to hit his trombone with a broom, so it's like a lightsaber, so he starts playing Star Wars, and then she has such a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah,
but I think that she has like a physical disability, because she has one of the like rolling car chair kind of things. Mm-hmm. And so like when she's getting it out of her car, he goes beep. with his
like
trombone.
It's up.
Yeah, like just so
it's really good.
It's fun to see their interaction. Mm-hmm. As a mom and a son. And you don't think of the trombone as being the coolest instrument. I want to learn how to play trombone now. It's pretty great, man.
You would just be doing it to annoy people.
Yes, it's so good.
Then you don't need to know it.
I need two trombones. Oh. So if you want to see the video,
facebook.com/Wally Show.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it is Friday, so that means we are all jam-smashed up into a time machine here, heading back in time musically with our good friend Charles. Charles, how are you today, sir?
Just good.
Now, this is just good? Just yeah. Okay?
Yep, worn out from all the holiday shopping.
I get that. I get that. Maybe by the end of this, you'll be just great. That's what our goal is when we get back to the future here. Okay, so I'm curious for you. You know, we ask you to take us back in time musically with a song, and we're doing a Christmas song. So what is the song you want to hear?
I love the Snow Miser, Heat Miser tune from the Rankin Bass, Year Without a Santa Claus.
I am a huge fan of Rankin Bass. I love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and the Year Without a Santa Claus was one of my other favorites. And not a lot of people know this show, or specifically this song, and I love it. You've chosen a great one. Why did you pick this?
I watched it all the time when I was a kid. I grew up in the 70s, and you know, we didn't have digital or streaming or anything, so you really looked forward to the different Christmas shows that they aired, and if you missed them, it was tragic. And then 20 years later, I got married, and my wife was a big fan of them, and so we have a tradition. We watch all of them every year on DVDs with our kids. You know, that's our Christmas tradition.
That's awesome. Kids today have no idea what it was like to miss the one shot you had at the Christmas special, because it was devastating. If you missed it, you knew you had to wait 300 more days to see it again, you know?
Yep.
Betty Rock, what year am I setting the time machine back to?
We got to set it back really far back to 1974.
Really?
When the top selling toy of the year year was Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
I had those.
Oh. Me too.
Now, I didn't get them when they were new. I got them a few years later at a garage sale because they were too expensive new. But boy, I loved them. I'm going to knock your block off. That was the commercial for them. Well, Charles, you have taken us back on a wonderful journey here on our Christmas edition of Flashback Friday. I love the song. I love the reason you chose it. And that's why we are going to do it right now. So here you go. Hopefully, you're just great now, Charles, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm awake now.
Perfect. All right, man. Well, here you go. It's the Heat Miser Snow Miser song for Charles on Flashback Friday.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch turns to snow in my clutch. I'm too much.
This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Christmas right around the corner, and it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do if someone gave me a chicken. I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
Don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
With the end of the year almost here, Twitter took it upon themselves to help to tell us stats on who were the top talked about people on the social platform.
I'm always interested in year-end stuff like that to kind of see what we all shared throughout the year.
I got excited.
I guess so. Wow. Okay, I'll give you a second.
Usually it's Wally's nervous cough.
I know.
Sorry about it. But I checked my yearly stats on my...
on your phone?
Yeah. And I spend way too much time on TikTok.
I know.
So bad.
TikTok's a rabbit hole. It's a black hole,
man.
I know, but
it's so good. Okay, so the person with the most liked tweet of the year, with 4 million likes.
4 million likes.
Was President Biden when he tweeted on Inauguration Day, quote, "It's a new day in America."
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
The most tweeted about movie was Black Panther.
Okay. Yeah, that was a big deal for a while.
I thought that got released like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was like my last year of college, but I think that earlier this year, I can't remember
away.
If it was, I think it was earlier this year or last year, but still.
The main guy,
good movie.
The most tweeted about TV show was Squid Games.
Oh,
on
that
Netflix.
And that's not that old. That's only a few months old for that to be the most tweeted.
Yeah.
People were talking about that.
It looks weird.
It's a weird thing. Like all the voice, it's like a Korean show, and all the voice is overdubbed in English. It's weird.
At least you don't have to read it. And then the most tweeted about celebrity was NBA star LeBron James.
No way, really?
Yeah, did he get into some kind of
hot water? He never gets in trouble.
No,
he's like one of the stand-up guys.
Oh.
But boy, I would have thought Kobe, you know, and you know,
that
where
was
he passed
literally
away.
This year.
No, that was last year.
Was it last year?
See, this is where you forget.
Yeah.
This is why I'm glad they do these lists, because otherwise you move forward and you forget when things happen. So there you go. All right. Well, I'm curious what's going to be on this next year at the same time when I'm just as surprised next year by everything.
Name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Velociraptor.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a little Christmas present right here with our Best Friends game, Christmas edition. What we're going to do is we're going to ask two people, a question, and they have to both answer at the same time. If they answer correctly, they get a point. And the main thing is for you to be listening to see who you think you're the most like, because in your round, if you tell us that I'm most like Betty and you match her answer, you win two prizes. Woo! Okay, so here we go. Who wants to start us off? Gavin, why don't we start off with your question for me and Betty Rock.
Okay, I like it. Okay, so for you two, I want you to name the thing that belongs on the top of the tree, a star or an angel.
Okay.
What belongs on
what
top
we
of
think.
The tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because my family alternated.
Oh,
like,
really?
We always went star, angel.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So some years you were believers and other years you
come
weren't.
Come on.
Okay, whatever. 3, 2, 1.
Star.
Angel?
Oh, what?
Wrong you guys
with
were
you?
Different.
It's always a star.
No, it's always an angel.
No, it's not. A star was what led
the
wise men and the shepherds to Jesus.
You don't even know. Wow! I always do an angel. Always.
We always do a star in my house right now. But growing up, it was mostly angel.
Unbelievable. This okay, Betty Rock, let's do yours.
This is between Gavin
me
and I?
Gavin. No.
Oh, mine to yours. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You know that Santa has plenty of reindeer to choose from, but which is the best reindeer?
Not counting Rudolph.
Not counting Rudolph.
Oh my goodness, that makes it so much more interesting.
Change it.
I have to.
Okay,
ready?
Three, two, one.
Dasher!
Oh! What? Why did you pick that?
I picked it because of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation animation one.
Uh-huh.
Dasher is the coach,
I think. He is, isn't he?
Why did you choose it?
Or is it Comet? I forget.
The coolest name.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. See?
Wow.
That's how you do this.
Love it.
Okay, so here's mine for you guys. Betty Rock and Gavin. The proper age for no longer sitting on Santa's lap at the mall.
Proper age to never?
To not sit on his lap anymore.
To sit on Santa's lap
ready?
Anymore.
3, 2, 1.
You're
7.
Never too old.
I'm not going to go do it this year.
Yeah. Apparently, I'll get a lot of judgment.
I would.
Yeah, I know you would. It's cute.
Like, I think it's fine.
It's cute if you do it. If I walk up there as a 53-year-old dude and go, I'm push some kid out of the way.
Security.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Santa, I know him.
All right, so now it's your turn to play with us. Who are you most like? Who do you think you have the best shot at matching with? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We got a present or two waiting for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jane, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Wally?
Really good. Merry Christmas to you. And now we're going to play the Best Friends game. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask a question. We're all going to write down our answers, okay? If you match with one of us, you will win a Christmas present. But you tell us who you think you are most alike. And if you match with that person, you win two presents, all right?
Ooh. Betty Rock.
So you think you're most like Betty Rock?
What makes you think you're most like me?
I don't get stuff.
I love cats and I still sit on Santa's lap.
Oh, I like you, Jane.
All right. Well, then you are most like Betty Rock. Well, here we go. This is the question. Everybody write your answer down. Don't shout it out. The best Christmas movie of all time. Okay.
All right.
So everybody, this is old, new. So everybody get your answers down. Now remember, Jane, if you match any of us, you can get a prize. If you match Betty, you will get two presents. So what is your answer, Jane?
Rudolph.
Okay. So let's start with you, Gavin. What did you say?
I'm young, but my favorite is the classic White Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
that's
good.
My other choice.
Okay. Let's go to me next. My answer that I wrote down is Rudolph.
Yay!
So, congratulations. You have a present, but we're not done here yet, okay? That's my favorite.
Okay.
I love the Island of Misfit Toys, and I want to be a dentist.
Yeah.
Bubbles bounce, you know?
Yeah.
Love it all. So now, if Betty Rock also said Rudolph, you will win two presents. Betty Rock, did you say Rudolph?
Well, it sounds like Gavin and I should be best friends because I said White Christmas.
Oh, you're the best.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Betty Rock is
sorry,
the worst.
Jane. Sorry.
It's okay.
But Jane, remember, you did win a prize here on the show, and you are getting two tickets to go see the American Underdog movie with Zachary Levi, and it's the Kurt Warner story.
Oh, nice.
And it's pretty amazing, and you can go see it. One of the members of the show is also in it.
Doesn't matter who.
I forget who it was, probably me.
And when we say in it, what we really mean is just a voice.
A very
appearance.
Important voiceover work done by a sportscaster that I played, yes.
One little scream and you'll miss it. So.
Yeah, be paying attention towards the end, about three quarters of the way through, okay? And so, you get to go see that before it even opens on the 17th or 18th, or you can go see it from Christmas Day on into January. So you pick what works for you, but the movie is American Underdog with Zachary Levi.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you all.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Bubble of Dingway FM. This is The Wally Show. And when your doppelganger is Baby Grinch, that's a problem.
Speaking from experience.
We realized this a couple years ago. Somebody was like, hey, have you ever realized that in Jim Carrey's The Grinch, where they go back in time and they have Baby Grinch, Wally looks a lot like Baby Grinch. So Betty Rock, I said, I mean, could you look for this and see? And she turned it into a life goal to find this thing. I can't tell you how many things I've told her to look for, and she's spent maybe 30 seconds trying.
Can't find it.
Yeah, haphazardly, whatever. For some reason, she spent
a sleuth.
An hour. And how many years did you have to go back?
6 years.
6 years of a Facebook post, I know.
But I found it, and I reposted this.
Thank you.
Yes, of course, because I want everyone to enjoy it.
So
I posted
sweet.
This to our Facebook page, and you can see it too. If you go to facebook.com/Wally Show, and it got a lot of responses, Wally, that I would like to read here.
Oh, good. That sounds fun.
To see what you think. So John said, Baby Grinch is cuter.
I can't disagree.
Angela said, absolutely. I see another film credit for you.
That'd be great. I'd love to be in the baby, be in a big Ron Howard film.
Right. Don said, more like Harry from Harry and the Hendersons.
Not far off either. Yeah, except a small version. Yeah, baby Harry.
Here's what I love, okay? For King and Country.
No, they did not.
They posted
no,
on
they
it.
Did not.
They
Joel
commented?
And Luke, yes.
No Dadgummit.
I said, does Wally look like Baby Grinch?
Yeah.
And they put, it's true! Exclamation mark. Then Tori followed it with, look, if For King and Country says it's true, then I'm sorry, dude. It's true.
It's true. I will have to get even with them. I think I'm going to go see their Christmas show this year because it's really, really good. And so I'll have to find a way to get even with them at the show live.
For sure. Dress up as the Grinch and
that'd
steal
be funny,
everything.
Yeah, show up as Baby Grinch.
Yes.
That'd be funny.
And now for some good news.
Yeah. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Who couldn't use a little good news every day? That's why we do good news. Giddy up three rapid fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better. Like this one here. There was a lady who was having a bad day. And they just happened. And she decided to cheer herself up with some Froyo, frozen yogurt. So she goes in the store. But a guy and his kid had saw her crying in her car. Because you want to keep it unlocked. Just do that there. Put yourself together. Go get your fro-yo. When she came back, there was a $10 bill on her door handle with a note that said, your fro-yo is on us. We hope you have a better day today.
That is precious.
Yeah, it didn't cost them much to do something really nice for her. And then she posted about it and everything. Not them. Yeah. She posted about it. And it just goes to show you little things. Not even just during the holidays, but all year long can make a difference in people's
it's
lives.
So tender, as your daughter would say.
I know, I love that. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
Well, also some good news. Two sisters in their 70s just met for the very first time.
Well, that's weird.
I know, it's so crazy. They met through a DNA test on Ancestry.com.
I still don't get how this works, like how you keep finding people.
Right.
And, like, it's crazy.
Well, it ends up that the younger sister... Well, both of them, I guess. They're sisters. Their parents stayed together, but they had the older one, and then they got married, gave her up for adoption, and then had the other.
What?
Yeah.
World.
And so they didn't even know each other existed.
That's crazy.
Until they did that DNA test and met for the very first time. They're 76 and 73.
I want to do one of those DNA tests. I find it fascinating. I'm curious if there's anybody I don't know that I'm related to.
Oh. You know? What are you trying to say about your parents?
Oh, sorry, Mom. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a brother and sister in Ohio named Tyler and Monica. They started this toy drive for sick kids back in 2015. Parents have got to be so proud of them. And they've actually since then donated 50,000 since then. That is amazing.
I love this kind of stuff. I love angel trees. I love toys for tots. I love anything that goes to help kids have a little bit of a Christmas when their families are struggling. Because anything you can do to make it a little bit better for a kid is a great thing. Because you know what it's like. You remember what it's like as a kid. You want that excitement of Christmas morning. I think every kid should have that in some way, shape, or form. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.